Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on ntnradio.com.
And a bunch of
other
Phil?
Places. I don't know, because we do a pose down. I really should crank the cameras up and not tell you one week.
Not the last pose that I just did. It's a shocker, down. Let me tell you.
It was the shocker. I think that's the minivan, two of the front, five in the back.
What, hello?
Yep.
No, it's Shocker, you know, main one of the villains in Spider-Man.
Oh,
yeah, you know,
oh,
Shocker.
That's Shocker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When you were talking about, you wanted to talk about the Shocker, I was
no.
a totally different
Wait, thought. Was it? Yeah, he made it to the movies. Wasn't it Jamie Foxx's character? Wasn't he the Shocker? No, he was. No. Wait, no.
Jamie Foxx was.
In the Bad
Muhammad
Spider-Man
Ali.
Movie. No, the Bad Spider. That was Will Smith. There are more than one or two black people. You're doing the.
Oh, Jamie Foxx was Ray Charles. Great. Oh, God.
I know you can't spell this, but IMDb. Check it out.
I'm going to. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. No. The last, before the Tom reboot of Spider-Man wasn't, I'm trying to remember. What was Jamie Foxx's? No, he was Electro. There was one guy who had a power hand, though. Like, it was like Krull.
That's Iron Fist. That's on Netflix. I'm just doing this to be a jerk now.
Jesus H., man. You're all over the place. Seriously.
I am.
We going to talk about Iron Fist? Is that the harsh segue?
No. I figured
it's out on the Netflix.
I've got three episodes in the pocket.
Hey, I don't want to know. And our viewers don't want to know.
Because I ran out of time this weekend. But I was thinking maybe next week we'd start the Iron Fist.
Isn't Warren back, though?
Yeah.
He might talk.
Well, I think we might switch the days and just not tell him. Like, do the show on Wednesdays.
Well, you did that to me once, and, well, it wasn't fun, so, yeah, okay.
That's what I like to hear. But anyways, yeah, he'll be back next week, but I know you haven't had a chance to get into Iron Fist. I kind of forgot it was coming out.
Yeah, I mean, from the trailers, they look cool.
I'm three episodes in, and I'm way more happier with this season the first season.
What I was telling you before we started the show, I might do a Luke Cage where I still have not seen season one. I jumped in right into season two.
You would like season one of Luke Cage, especially the music.
That's what I hear. I've actually heard opinions where it's better than two. Disagree or not disagree, but I've heard at least there were some opinions saying that. With Iron Fist, I don't think I'll get that.
No, you'll never get that with Iron Fist. I'm going to say this because... And I hope I don't ruin this.
You're
going to
ruin it.
I'm going to ruin a little bit for you.
Don't.
Because I know you love team-ups.
Well, don't.
And
No. What about? Go ahead.
Never mind. No, I was wrong. It wasn't a team-up in that. It was a team-up in Jessica Jones.
I kind of saw that. I knew that because they were kissies.
Yeah,
made kissies.
They would kiss with no clothes on.
No, sure. And I can't. Don't say that. I'm gonna take off my earphones.
Earmuffs. Yeah. So I figured we'd get into Iron Fist next week, maybe. Perhaps.
That just didn't sound right on a different level.
That's all right. Somebody asked me the other day, and I meant to say I'm Netflixing Iron Fist, and I said I'm Iron Fisting Netflix. And they just looked at me, and I was like, oh.
Hey, no judgments here, man. But
no, I was like, I just screwed the pooch on that one.
I'll be over there. You just do what you can do.
Yeah, it happens. So, yeah, I'm Iron Fisting Netflix. I'm retarded at times.
We used to drop the hard bomb too.
Oh, jeez.
What was that email address to send to the
That's Warren at ntnradio.com. He can actually fire us if he ever shows up. I'm going to have to beep that out, aren't I?
I don't know. Well, we can say Warren popped in for a moment. Where did he just come in talking them bad words?
Yeah.
Them naughty. PC words.
We'll blame it on the guy next door.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good.
So, yeah, we can Iron Fist later.
Not each other.
Now you got me into it.
I'm sorry.
I'm out.
Screwed up. Anyways, listen, I just watched an Aquaman trailer.
Aquaman.
Mm-hmm. And.
You said cheesy a lot. I heard you.
I did say cheesy a lot.
I could see it.
So
however,
somebody in Japan stole my idea, but they probably had it at the same time, but they're 3 days ahead.
Dang Japs. I can say that because I'm Asian.
Yeah, you can say that because you're Asian.
Go ahead. This is going to be the non-PC show today.
But they like took the Aquaman poster.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, there's controversy. I didn't get it.
Put Finding Nemo picture. Nemo and Dory from Finding Nemo in it. And, like, that's what I felt like the underwater scenes kind of looked like to me.
I never watched that movie. It's one I'm putting away just not to watch kind of thing. But it would, and in your kind of your kind of grumpy mode watching those scenes, what it reminded me of to put me in a grumpy mood, which I'm not. I'm looking forward to it to a degree, is it looked like Jar Jar Land.
Yeah, that when you said that, that actually made me feel worse about
That's what I'm saying.
I kind of don't like... And women, I know you're going to hate me for this, and you're going to be like, but he's topless pretty much the whole movie. I don't really like Jason Momoa's portrayal of Iron Man.
Aquaman?
He, like, jumps... I mean, Aquaman.
It's like, wow, I haven't seen that crossover yet, but, you know, he's going to have to be a bigger suit, and all that hair can fit in the helmet.
God, I'm dumb today.
You're... I can't say the word.
Yeah, full out. But, like, when he's, like, when he jumps out and he's like, woo, and he's yelling and screaming and...
You roll the dice. I mean, you could say...
He's like, right on.
Here's the counter to it. Like, Iron Man, it's RDJ's version of it. You read the comic books, that's not really Iron Man, but it's so cool a character, what he's done with it.
Yeah.
So he's making his own.
And I get it. And listen, Michael Keaton changed Batman forever with his voice like this.
That was the third one?
That was the first one.
No, Batman Forever. Wasn't that the one with Val Kilmer? Ah, see, I can pull
Yeah, but
deep.
I said Michael Keaton.
I know, but you said Batman Forever, Michael Keaton.
No,
Batman.
I said
But there's a movie called Batman Forever.
No, Batman
That's
Forever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't know you didn't speak the English language.
It's called Nerd, sir.
Nerd.
Level 10.
All right. There's a spot for Nerd Level 10. It's just outside the window. Why don't you go stand there?
You first, man. Show me the way.
Maybe.
Okay. Let's not fight.
I don't mind when people put their own spin on things,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the Natasha Romanoff in the comic books is definitely not the Scarlett Johansson version.
No, I never really thought she didn't really have much traction as far as her character, no texture.
Right.
Obviously with this one. I don't, but see, again, RDJ adds a whole lot to that. Where when she's first introduced, like, oh, I want one. No. You know, that was a nice introduction.
Who is it? I wanted two.
Yeah. And then her fighting style was original, and it captured it. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't necessarily have that. I just don't view Iron Man as, like, the...
Here we go again. Oh, okay. So, Iron Man. You were right on this one. You meant to say Iron Man this time.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't view Iron Man as... Now you threw me off.
Well, you threw me off.
No, well, damn it. Sometimes I know what I want to say.
Payback's a girl going arf arf sometimes, isn't it? Go for it.
I don't remember where I was going with
Iron Man.
We were talking about Aquaman, and then you brought up Iron Man and the changes. I don't view the Iron Man that RDJ is playing as a complete change of the comic book character.
Complete is a strong adjective. It is a change, or as an adverb.
It is a change. He's probably a little more arrogant.
Yes. A little more elitist. A little more like Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Actually, the way he's portrayed right now.
Yes. As elitist kind of...
Because I'm legitimately above you.
Yes. Where Aquaman, I never viewed as...
He was friendly.
He was friendly, and I never viewed him as the college frat boy.
Correct. I see. I finally have turned the corner.
Thank you.
See your world, Hulk. Not so much, but right now I see.
I was right about Hulk.
I admit nothing.
But you see what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
Okay,
I do.
I can see Thor because he was the raised as a king's son.
No, he's raised as a god.
As a god, but the king of like
he's a
the
god
gods.
And a
king,
yeah,
son. I could see him being a frat boy type.
It's good to be
so
the
when
king.
Hemsworth plays him as the frat boy type,
mm-hmm. you get it.
I get it
you
because
feel
it's
it.
Like
right.
you feel like that's what he was.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman, not so much. Like I don't feel like that fits the.
You know, what I think might help you, or at least you'll be entertainment as heck. Is it Flashpoint? I think it's the one where it's a soap opera, but on an epic grand scale. Where, and you know, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the animated movie, basically Aquaman cheats on the redhead with Wonder Woman or something along those lines, and basically it's a war of the water people versus the earth people, and it's an epic battle.
I will watch that.
I saw it on DVD when it came out years ago, but it's a really good story. really good and really well animated, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, point being, it puts Aquaman on a different level because he gets a lot of crap for being the powerless one. He's no good. You know, you put him in Arizona, what's he going to do? Just like throw sand?
Well, now he flies.
Well, my point is, like, he gets a lot of crap because he's only super powerful in water. You get him out of body water, then he's like, you know, whatever. He's a regular
but
dude.
Maybe that's my problem.
He can't fly.
He flew in Justice League.
No, he didn't. Cyborg picked him up and threw him around.
Yeah, and then he, like, jumped off of him and rode some dead guy down, and he was jumping around, and he was flying around in
he
the
wasn't
fight scene.
Flying. He can jump jumping. Around. He's like original super Superman. He's super jumping.
Yeah, he's like super jumping.
He can super jump.
And he had his big trident that he attacked Steppenwolf with.
You would look at his big trident, wouldn't you? You're a big Momoa fan. I can see it. Him and his big trident.
Actually, my favorite role for him so far has been his Conan the Barbarian.
I remember seeing it was okay. I mean, Schwarzenegger put it on a different level. It's not Conan unless it's Arnie. Well, he is making a new one, by the way. Just we're going on a harsh tangent.
Is
he? It's been in the books. I can't remember if it's Greenland, but yeah, Conan the King.
I like with Momoa playing him.
No, with Arnold. He's going to play the old Conan. Oh, come on. I saw that when I was like,
he's been in this country 60 years and still can't talk that language.
You're going to hold him back on that?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
With all the stuff, the Terminators, this and all the great stuff he's brought to cinema,
you know,
and everything.
I haven't seen all the Terminators.
That's okay. They're not all that great.
Yeah, I know.
But the first two, especially number two, number one, that was history making. That was a great story, time, little love story, and, you know, just all the... all right. I can't reach you.
I was getting...
It wasn't the right hook at justice, but it
should have been.
But, I mean, come on. Anyway, that'll be Conan the King. The first Conan, dude, I saw that when I was like 6 years old or something.
Yeah.
And that was like kind of traumatic. It was rated R, had boobies and everything. And then, like.
And Andre the Giant. You didn't even know Andre the Giant was in it, so.
Where was he?
He was the sea monster.
In the first Conan? You're thinking
the
second Conan.
That's the second Conan.
Second Conan, I'm kind of blue, except for Olivia Abu. She's hot. I like her.
She was.
She's so pretty. Wonder Years gal. She was the sister in Wonder Years. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I never watched Wonder Years. I'm sorry. I like women.
That's why I watched it. She had the 70s thing going.
Okay.
You ever get that feeling you've been blown off? Blown off.
Yeah, right on.
All right, you're bitching about Aquaman.
Yes, but I don't, so far, and we've only been introduced to him in the Justice League as Aquaman.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
So I just don't feel like.
You talk to fish.
I don't feel like it's a great character.
Here's the deal.
Actor mix, right?
Here's a weird, like, alternate.
But I get it. It's got to have there's a billion women.
Check this out. A buddy of mine, he got into comic books when he was a kid through Venom. That's his favorite character. We can talk about that later, too. Mm-hmm. But so we've seen the Venom trailer. It's been out a little while, and it comes out next month in October. He loves Venom. And I'm looking at the trailer, and we discussed it before. No Spider-Man, no Bell Tower. This is not Venom. This is, like, you know, writers in suits and going, okay, let's augment the story. But to me, it's not Venom without the tower and Peter Parker, you know. So anyway, he's like, I don't care if it blows. Venom is what brought me into the world of comic books and all things cosplay, whatever.
He's going.
Yeah, so he's looking forward to it hard, even though, you know, I'm skeptical. I'm not sure about the
the word skeptical, Warren.
Skeptical, not sure.
I'm
paranoid. So in that breath, I'm kind of there with Aquaman. Aquaman was like one of my favorite characters, like on the Super Friends Saturday mornings.
Oh, God, I did like him.
He was one of my favorites. And then when he rode Storm, the seahorse.
Yeah.
And then because they drew him like angry, like they gave him angry eyebrows.
Yeah.
And him riding the thing, that I kind of dug it. And he had
he was like on par with Superman.
Yeah, especially in the water, obviously. But he, you know, he'd drop whales on people. So,
yeah.
And the thing was when there's so much originality in him. Even just you could say it was kind of kooky because he had the orange and green and black, but it wasn't Batman colors, it wasn't Superman colors,
right.
It wasn't red, white, blue, yellow, you know,
right.
But it was orange of all the colors. It was orange and green and black, a little yellow here and there. And on top of that, he had again original his power with the halo things. That was cool. I mean,
it was.
It wasn't just being strong. It wasn't someone like Batman who had, you know, could swing around and drove a cool car. It was an original power. It was neat and, like, yeah, you totally, when you're by the water, you could reign supreme, man. You can hang with anybody.
Right.
So anyway, and he was cool. He looked friendly. He was a super friend.
He was a super friend.
Right.
But he was like, you know, he was like this big tough guy.
He was a man, you know? He was a man.
But
someone I could look up to as a kid.
Momoa, he kind of,
See, now you put it in my head. Now I'm thinking frat boy when you say that. He is.
Right. It's kind of very frat boyish for somebody who, like, okay, it works for Thor because you could see Thor being in a frat.
One more. Give me another beer.
Right. Yeah. Aquaman, he's supposed to be this, like, they set him up to be, like, this blue-collar guy growing up in a fishing town kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? And now, all of a sudden, now he's playing the, he's being played
he
like a
be
frat
more,
boy.
He should be more regal.
Blue-collar. Or
what?
Regal.
Yeah.
Regal or blue-collar?
Oh, one or the other. Not, well, he's trapped in both worlds, though, Phil, because his mom was a hot queen who dated Tom Cruise, and then his dad was, like, an extra who got a... Who got bumped up.
Yeah. Who got the bang. No sexual relations with the
There's
girl.
A redhead in this movie.
Yeah. Well, and she's crazy.
What's her name again?
Redhead Crazy?
No, because she's like one of those three blondes that look they look like each other, like Blake Lively and... It was like two or three blondes.
Oh, her real name.
In real lives. Because she put out like naughty videos. I think that's her.
She put out naughty video? Amber Heard?
Yeah. Either that, or she got hacked, or something like that.
I think she got hacked, right? I don't think she made the note. Well, I mean, obviously she made them, but they were for public use. Personally,
did you almost said perverted use? You
no,
said it. You
I
said
was going to say public
busted.
Use. And then all right, you're right.
No, I still respect her. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, who doesn't?
you, because she's a redhead in the movie.
Well, she's crazy, right?
She jumped out of the play. I thought that would be a delight for you. That makes the movie
just
for the one
right.
line.
It just
you know, you
right.
go figure redheads or whatever, and she jumped out of the plane with no parachute or nothings. I figured that would make the movie for you right there just because it's validation of one theory that you got right.
Yeah, I have a lot of theories.
That's why I said
right.
the one.
But anyways, we wasted a lot of time
yeah,
on
you
Aquaman.
Did.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that.
Well, what else?
There's one other thing is, well, no, we already talked about that, about the guy making it look like Finding Nemo.
Oh, well, okay.
Because I
saw
look
that,
at the
I never, I didn't get
scenes,
it. I saw that on the Facebook. I didn't see
you
that.
You didn't see Finding Nemo?
No, no. He's just like, yeah. I was a shark, whatever.
At least they got to use that backgrounds again. Or the art.
I was looking for something more controversial. Like they, you know, the other ones where they, you know, Star Wars, where they take the black character out or they drop him further back or
yeah,
less
yeah.
high. Something like that. I was looking for something a little controversial like that. Like, I don't know.
Speaking
or no
of
dolphins.
Oh,
here we go.
Good segue.
Yeah.
So, I'm seeing an article from 8 minutes ago, but I think it came out earlier because I was reading this earlier today.
Mr. Snow,
the bastard son.
No, he's not a bastard. Oh, is he?
He's a bastard son.
He's a bastard.
Well, not anymore.
This whole Game of Thrones is complicated.
Complicated.
I got to tell you, it's complicated.
So,
newsflash.
Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, comes out and he's like kind of eats into Marvel.
I'm sorry because I'm thinking of like his
comes
premiere
out. Oh,
because like because he I was being good. I was like, okay, he married. That's good. They romance on set, and then the one line's like, I just wanted to kiss you down there comes to mind. Then you just said what you just said.
Yeah,
and
I'm sorry.
It made me smile.
I did not mean to make you happy. I did not mean to make you happy, but he's like, he comes out and he pretty much attacks the MCU for not casting any gay people as superheroes.
Well,
people
gay,
who are gay in real life.
Oh,
not like gay superheroes.
Oh, because I. Oh, that's
like if he came out
saying.
And said, "Well, they don't have any gay superheroes."
See, I have a problem with that.
Right? I would say, okay. I don't know if I would make Superman all of a sudden gay, right? But if you said, "Oh, here's a new superhero and he's gay," well, I mean, technically they have him. I mean, Daredevil.
He's not dead. See, I know you're not going there, but that just pulls up a little pet peeve of mine is I hate when they redo characters, whether it's making, I mean, look, not controversial, but they make Thor a woman or they do this as a black
person.
Yeah,
I hate that.
I have no problem with a great woman superhero. I have no problem with a gay, green, Martian, whatever,
right.
But start from the beginning.
Start
don't
from scratch.
Don't take something that people have established
first,
and
when
change them.
First started
I can't
reading
stand
the,
that.
When I first started reading the article, that's where I thought he was going, and, mm-hmm. and I share that view. Don't rewrite the article.
They've
the
put their
character.
Time in. They put their time in.
Right.
You've invested
don't,
our
don't re-
yeah,
rewrite
our
the character for current day political correctness.
Yes.
Right? But He's saying that the actors playing them aren't openly gay, the superheroes.
I'm not quite sure where he's going with that.
Well, what, I mean, that he's thinking that Hollywood, like, okay, Hollywood, who every year at their awards ceremony lectures us on how we should be more tolerant, this guy is saying isn't being tolerant, that they're not giving fair chances to people who are gay. And I feel like when, and you've, I've never cast a movie.
I've done several
We've had
castings.
Gay people on some of the shows in the network here. It does not matter to me at all.
It shouldn't.
Right? You know, I don't care. Right? Like, either you're cut out for this or you're not. Either you fit the role.
Gospel,
what,
man. That's gospel right there.
Right? Either you fit the role of what's going on or you're not. What you do on your own time is your own time. And it's like, well, maybe no gay person came over there and was the...
Well, even if, here's the thing, even if they did, I mean, it's obvious if you're black or Hispanic, on your headshot, yeah. You know, it's there. But if you're gay, what section of your resume do you put, oh, by the way?
Gay.
Yeah.
Right. Or like, oh, all right, so I'm just going to, I'm trying to think of somebody, the guy who plays Sheldon.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
He's gay.
Like, he's openly gay.
Yeah.
Right? I don't feel like, okay, I don't feel he fits the character of Captain America? Maybe Doctor Strange.
Maybe.
Maybe you could get away with him as Doctor Strange.
Right.
Maybe, you know, like I don't think Hollywood, and I could be wrong, I don't think Hollywood sits there and is like, oh, well, we have Thor, God of Thunder, and we're not going to play him at, oh, well, you're gay, so you can't be the God of Thunder. Right? Like,
it's a weird statement.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just Hollywood of all places. I mean, I watched that show White Collar. The main character of this guy, Neil Caffrey, and he is a womanizer, and he's smart, and he's like what every guy wants to be in life, and he's gay in real life. That doesn't stop me from watching the show. It doesn't stop him from doing a good job. He fits the character. He knows how to be that character. You know, I just feel like that's just a coincidence that none of these people are gay.
And, you know, I'm going to take a step
back. Not like a personal vendetta.
I'm going to take a step back. You know, I presume he's still in his 20s, late 20s by now.
Kit Harington?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have said, and it's one comment out of thousands he's made in a year. If he, you know, it's every comment shouldn't be your PhD thesis or your Gettysburg Address. Sometimes you say stupid things or things you just are kind of flipping. So I don't want to invest too much because then I'll be hypocrite because I get annoyed with the Facebook. So like, oh, well, you know what he said? Like chill out. We say stupid things once. So unless it was like written down and we want this on our epitaph.
Well, what I don't understand is why he would do this. Like why the attack on Marvel?
It could be anything from just a stupid moment, a half-hearted like comment to like I could be wrong. This is like a serious stance he just wanted to throw out there. I doubt it, but it's one statement. And unless there's like a pattern where he continues on some kind of march,
I'm gonna ask a real stupid question, and I honestly don't know the answer. Is he gay?
He just got married.
Okay,
remember? No, to Rose.
Oh, that's right.
That's why I just made that comment about like, oh, yeah, I just wanted to kiss you down there and all that. That's where I started laughing because he was talking about eating stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, like, okay, there you go. I didn't even realize.
And he's the few interviews I've seen him. He seems like a cool guy. Just I don't know. Yeah. It's like a family when they hang out.
Just like all of a sudden I like pulled that up and I'm like, why is he even, what possesses you to go after?
It's hard for me to put a lot of weight on 20-somethings comments. Just, you know, and yeah. I may be projecting a little bit as far as I said stupid stuff in my 20s. I do stuff,
yeah,
sip
well,
stuff
we
now.
All have,
but yeah.
Right?
So I won't, you know, we can talk about it.
I voted for Ross
hard.
Perot. I own that.
Sorry, I'm just watching visually as your stock drops. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Actually, not really.
Right? Just the way, funny way he talked. He was like, let me tell you, this is how it's got to be. He was
like 4'8", dude.
Yeah.
I think he retreated back to his treehouse and started making cookies after.
Yeah, I think so. But anyways.
Is that a superhero?
The Keebler elves? Keebler. The Warren they are. They go into trees and come out with delicious
Who can
cookies.
Live in tree? That takes powers to live
Next
in a tree.
Next thing you know, he's going to be like, Porky Pig turns vegetables into bacon. That's a superpower.
I mean, I told you before the show, I'll throw it out there, but I was going to try to hit you like for reals and say, all right, let's do a matchup while Warren isn't here. Let's have like, what was it? Popeye versus Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Just like, cause
that would, I would have thrown the headset at you and left. You'd have been doing this show.
I mean, because we are talking, these are the marvelous ones. We're talking about superheroes and lightsabers and super strength and green.
And he comes up with a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
It's just, it's not, she's not a superhero. She's got like, yeah. I mean, it's not, it bothers me now.
Yeah. I'm glad it finally bothers you. I'm glad you realized the importance.
At the end of the day though, really, if you don't get it, I'll say this, but, and I don't care because I know it'll still bother you. I really don't care about your Hulk theory. I mean, you could be absolutely right and I don't care. And I'm happy if you're right, but it's just so much fun to poke at you.
I know.
That's where the entertainment is. And I think I told you, Warren's edging into my space. He's just like, he found something to poke at you with. Yeah. And that's my fun times.
All right, well, you're going to have to attack him. I want to see you two fight. I don't want to be part of this. And here's the other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit today.
Aww.
Mister, I am a movie director kind of guy.
No autographs, please.
I won't. Yeah, look, I can't even get you to sign the damn check. But long story short one, he's like, time's up, got to go.
No, TMZ's outside. I just hate getting called.
Yeah, name dropper. Mark Ruffalo, your favorite character, plays your favorite character in the MCU, the Hulk.
Oh, all right, you want to go there? Oh, my colleague?
Oh, your colleague, Mark Ruffalo. It was quoted as saying the other day
he's controversial.
Well, that the Avengers 4, Ruffalo calls a film living organism, describes reshoots. And this article is kind of about how, you know, how they keep getting the reshoot stuff and they'll shoot stuff and then they'll come back and they'll reshoot it because they want to take it a different direction and the script's always changing. And he's like, and I know we're getting dummy, we were getting dummy scripts still. That blew my mind, right? Like, how much, and maybe you have some insight in this, is it because they're worried about it leaking out to the general population and it being ruined?
I'd say
the internet that bad?
I'd say it's a top three, if not number one. Just because, I mean, did you see The Walking Dead? I mean, for the Glenn episode, there were, you know, they shot different versions of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it goes out there, you know, it's called a major production for a reason. There are a lot of moving parts, a lot of employees walking around at different levels, PAs, script continuity people. So people get a hold of this information. And, you know, it's the modern technology. They don't use them typewriters no more. It's all, you know, PDF files, and it's so easy to transfer. And, you just never know. And that's probably the case, long and short.
It'd
be kind of cool.
In some ways, it's kind of cool. Like, I feel like, man, I wish I had some of the, like, fake scripts.
Well, it helps also that, you know, we don't know, because if something goes out in Facebook rumorville world, you can't take it like at face value. You'd be like, well, maybe, but we don't know. We got to wait.
Yeah, because look, we all expected the Hulk to show up in the battle at Wakanda based on the art.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they call the red herring.
Yeah.
Are you playing the music or even play it out? Is that what's going on?
Unless you want to keep going.
No, I just wanted to do a quick shout out. 9/11.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. No, bad day. Bad day.
Real heroes that day.
Yeah. We're going to punch out here on the show. I think it was a good show. You enlightened me. We made fun of Warren.
You said you iron fisted things.
I iron fisted Netflix. I'm not sure how that works, but I will figure it out and put up a video diagram next week.
Drop the R bomb.
Just remind me of all the editing I have to do.
Don't edit it.
I'm going to leave it. You know, the worst we'll get is hate mail.
Well, I'm a little disappointed we didn't talk about Warren a little more. And when I say talk, you know, degrade him and just, you know.
I can pause the music. We can go. I got all that. It's actually more fun doing it when he's here.
You know, I hate it when you're right.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Because it doesn't happen often. It doesn't happen with the Hulk.
We'll be back next week.